Since wolves were reintroduced in the Northwest, ranchers have complained that wolf attacks in livestock grazing areas meant a decrease in their profits. They claim cows that have contact with wolves are sickly and have fewer calves, but there was no quantitative proof. Enter Oregon Beef Council. They funded the Wolf-Cow Simulated Encounter Study, and OSU's David Bonhart co-authored it.
We've come up with a model that allows us to evaluate stress in cattle. That entails some blood parameters that we can measure, some hormones, as well as changes in their behavioral response.
The study involved mixing an Idaho herd that had experienced wolf predation with a herd in eastern Oregon that had not. After a couple months, they exposed the blended herds to pseudo-wolves.
We had some German shepherds that we walked around, but in that same area, we had wolf scent and wolf urine so that it would simulate the smell that they might have been used to. And then we had vocalizations from wolves that we played, howling and just normal pack behavior.
Researchers found that the stress hormone cortisol increased by 30% in cows that had previously been exposed to wolves, yet the cows unfamiliar with wolves were unaffected. Bonhart says the findings establish a link between cow stress and poor performance traits. They may help ranchers establish the economic impact of wolves and strengthen their arguments for more aggressive wolf management. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.